Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 260 for August 1st, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
Gotta love somebody.
The song you're listening to is Shame.
Maybe me.
And the artists are Magic Slim and the Teardrops.
Gotta love somebody. Let it be me.
So what do you think about Chicago blues? You know, you haven't experienced music until you've visited Chicago and spent some time listening to music in a Chicago blues bar. So I would highly recommend that. And once again, from that little aside, I'd like to welcome you to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is a show where we talk about the travel industry, and quite often we have guests on the show to tell us about their products and their services. And obviously, we also play a little music, and the reason for that is that I like to give some independent artists a little bit of exposure here on the show, and it adds some entertainment value here as well. Well, if you haven't checked out the website yet, go over to www.hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net. Check out the website. You can subscribe to get the show notes through your email, I should say. Just put your email address in the box over on the right-hand side of the page. And there's a new tab at the top of the page that I recently added, a suggestion by Gary Ebels. That tab is the roll call tab, where you can find a list of people that have been guests on past shows. So check that out. You know, our guests come on and they talk about their products and services, but we only have one paid advertisement. Everybody else is here and talking about their product and services because Maureen and I feel that they have valuable information to pass along to our listeners. But the only paid advertiser we have here is the Citrix Corporation, and I want to thank them. And you know, if you have to meet with clients and colleagues, but the cost of an average business trip is over $1,000, you know, and there is a solution. And that's why I recommend doing more and traveling less with GoToMeeting. For just $49 a month, you can hold as many meetings online as you want. Plus, there's voice over IP and phone conferencing all included for that one price. Now, with just a click, you can host sales presentations, conduct training sessions, product demos, or collaborative sessions right from your desk. Now, it's so easy, you'll have your first meeting up and running in seconds. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's free for 45 days. All you have to do is visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcast. Okay, with that, what I'd like to do is get right on into the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment, and we have a couple of great guests. One of the people out there right now waiting to come on has been with us before, and they're with a host agency that really understands new media, so you may want to pay attention to that, and they're going to give you some information about some free educational opportunities. And with that, I will let Laureen take it away and move on into the segment.
Hey there, Barry. Thank you. It's good to be back. We have a guest on who contacted us. She was on our show, 2 months ago, if that. Time passes quickly. But it's been recently, and we really enjoyed having Stephanie Leon. She is from TravelQuest, and she's a host agent, and she also has one of her independent consultants on. His name is Martin Bell, and they are here today to be able to talk about some of the seminars that they have coming up. They're free, and which is free is good. Travel agents like to be able to get education for free. So, Stephanie, welcome back to the show. I'm going to turn the reins over to you to talk about what you're proposing, some dates, and what you'd like to offer.
Great. Thanks so much, you guys. We're really excited to be back on the show. First, I'd like to introduce Martin Bell, who's been working with us. We hired him on as an he's an independent contractor that's been working with us for about the past year. And Marty, do you kind of want to go over what you've been working on?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Stephanie, and thanks, Barry and Lorene, for having us today. This is a fantastic opportunity. So I'm the online marketing consultant for TravelQuest, which essentially means that I'm in charge of creating and implementing interactive marketing strategies. So that includes search engine optimization, search engine marketing, are usually known as Google AdWords and their paid click ads on Google. And then also I've been helping Steph out with some social media, including Facebook and Twitter and that.
Yeah, Marty's more of the technical side. If you ask me to fix up a website, I can't do it. But he's really great at and that sort of thing. So.
So he's the propeller head, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sadly I'm not too sharp on that, and I've tried and I've managed to set up a lot of websites, so I know my strengths and I stick with them.
Well, perfect. Well, Martin, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the sessions that are coming up and how would the listeners benefit by signing up and listening to them?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, we're really excited about this. This is an excellent opportunity for beginner travel agents just getting into social media. So I first want to state that the webinar series that we have coming up is definitely for beginners. We're going to start from the very beginning. So if some of the things we talk about today are a little intimidating, because they definitely can be, don't worry at all. We're going to explain it from step one. So it's called the Social Media and Travel Webinar Series, and it consists of three different webinars. And like we said before, they are going to be free for everybody, so we hope everyone can join us. It's going to start with it's going to start with search engine optimization for a travel agency specifically, and that's on August 11th. And we're going to have using and understanding Twitter on August 19th, and then Facebook Marketing 101 on August 25th. And all of these are listed on our website, which is tqagents.com, if you just click on the webinar link once you get there.
Perfect. How long are the sessions, and what should people expect to get out of them?
The sessions are each going to be 1 hour long, and I guess we're going to start off with social media strategy. It's probably one of the most important things that I think that all agents should start getting into these days. Social media is not going anywhere. It's not a fad. It's something that's here to stay. You may have heard in the news just, I think, about 2 weeks ago, Facebook reached their 500 millionth users. That's 500 million people out there that are potential that you can market to. A lot of the news articles have said that if Facebook was a country, it would be the third largest country in the world. It's larger than the United States. So it's almost unbelievable just how big online marketing and social media has become in the last couple of years. And I think Brian Solis, which is known as an expert in the field, put it best when he said, you know, Facebook is a country. It's not if Facebook was a country. It isn't a country. And it's a really active and thriving country. So just as if you were to buy an ad on a huge billboard in the interstate, you can do the same thing on Facebook and immediately reach these very targeted 500 million people that you're trying to get a hold of. And so talking more on social media strategy, we believe that first up is actually develop what you're looking to achieve from social media. So there's a number of ways you can go about this. A lot of companies, it's brand awareness. They want their name to be common within the travel industry. Some companies stick with customer service. If you look at companies like Expedia, if you go into their Twitter page, they're actually responding to customer service complaints. So if someone says something bad to say about Expedia, they get right on it and they contact them right away and see if they can solve it, all on Twitter. And you know, I think a lot of people are aware that it's pretty hard to reach these companies by phone, but immediately you can post something on Twitter and a consultant, usually an online marketing consultant, is going to get back to you really quickly. For the home-based agents and the travel agents out there, the ideal situation for social media is to find and convert clients. So if that's your goal, every step that you take within social media should be about converting clients. So every post you put on Facebook and Twitter should be about getting clients to call you. And there's a couple ways that you can do that, which we'll talk about in detail in the webinars.
Great. And these are all very timely because these are growing more and more. I know that some of my clients, instead of taking my time to be able to ask questions, which actually I thought was a real creative way. I have one who is staying in Seattle at a hotel. She had specific questions that she knew I wouldn't know. And she actually went to the Facebook and posted a couple of questions on their Facebook page, and their concierge got right back to them and answered it, which was a benefit to me because I would have had to have called and taken my time to be able to contact them and find out something. And the client just said, you know what, this is something that I think I can take care of on my own, went to that person's, that company's Facebook page. And so that really is changing. It is changing more from just, as you're saying, originally, you know, people talking about what they're eating and that sort of thing, to really being able to get information out. It's a great opportunity for travel agents to be able to get their photos out there, different things to be able to draw people. And like you said, messages on Facebook or other media should really be a way to draw clients in.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing we wanted to bring up, too, is sometimes agents get a little overwhelmed, especially if they're new to social media and they think, I need to learn Twitter, I need to learn Facebook, I need to implement these, I need to jump on this bandwagon, and they go at it. But one thing to keep in mind is, you know, it's not something to go out haphazardly. You really want to, like Marty said, you want to develop your social media strategy. And you want to think about, if Facebook is more your style, then there's nothing wrong with doing that really, really well. If you're going to do both Facebook and Twitter and do them both subpar, then that's not going to help you out, and you're not going to see the return on your investment. You want to focus on them, and you want to do them well. Because I think a big misconception about social media is that if you just hire maybe a local high schooler or a college student to do your tweeting for you, they know it really well. You want more than that. Your Facebook page and your Twitter page, they're your personality, so you want it to be knowledgeable, because that's what you're showing people on social media, is you're showing them your personality and you're showing them how valuable you are because of all the knowledge you have. And when you were talking, Lorene, about your experience with your clients going on Twitter or on Facebook and posting that question, there's an agent called Elite Travel Girl on Twitter who's great. She's been written up quite a few times in different magazine articles in the travel industry, and she's also, I mean, pretty well known on in the Twitter travel community. And she does a great job of always contacting the hotel when she has clients going there and letting them know that, hey, I have someone showing up, and they're very responsive to that, and it's great for her and it's great for her clients.
You know, my favorite thing about social media right now, especially in the travel industry, is to put it simply, nobody really knows what the key is. Nobody knows exactly how to get clients in the door. It's all experimental, and it doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter if you're Expedia. It doesn't matter if you're a tiny little agency or if you're just getting started. You could be the one to figure this out. It's so experimental that it doesn't matter if you're big or small, that everyone can have a say in social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree completely.
Absolutely. So,
now, your first class coming up is on August 11th, and it's about search engine optimization. And what is that, and why would a travel agent care?
Yeah, sure. Let me talk a little bit about that, because that's one of the main things I did when I joined TravelQuest. Search engine optimization is essentially how your website is perceived on the internet. So how is Google going to find your website? And it's all based around target keywords, which you as an agent is going to come up with. So, for example, if you have a website that gears with home-based travel agents, one of your target keywords is probably going to be something along the lines of independent agents, home-based agents, work-from-home agents, a keyword phrase like that. So you can pick anywhere 15 to 20 of these keywords, and what you're going to do is you're going to make small, simple changes to your website. Now, these we're going to cover the real easy ones. Now, there's a number of things you can do to make sure that you hit the top page of the search engine ranks, which is what you want to do. So when someone searches for these keywords, your website is going to come up on the first page. We're going to cover the real simple ones. There's real simple things that you can do. Changing the titles of your website is one of them. Updating the metadata. Metadata is basically hidden data that we can't see. No one can see, but the search engine does see. Optimizing your content around those keywords, you know, real simple things which I can teach you to do in this webinar, which is going to help your website achieve the top ranks, which is exactly what we want to do. And again, that webinar is the first one coming up in the series, and it's completely free to anybody that wants to join us. It's geared around home-based travel agents and definitely for beginners, and that's going to be on August 11th at 1 p.m. Central Time.
Now, the webinars, are you recording them so someone could go back and pick up the information later if they can't make it at 1 p.m. Central Time?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Barry. Yeah, we are going to be recording them and putting them on our tqagents.com page. And what we're doing right now is, this is the first of our series of informational webinars that are free for agents that we're putting on our page. What we want to do is kind of disperse the knowledge and do it in an open source way so that everyone has access to this information so that, I mean, it's great if you join TravelQuest, but even if you're not with TravelQuest, you're free to go on our website and you can check out this series we have, and we'll be having coming up series throughout the next year or two. We'll be having a lot of great informational sessions for agents.
That's right. Yeah, this is round one. So this is going to be search engine optimization for beginners, and then we'll do a couple more advanced classes along the way. So stay with us.
Great. That sounds wonderful. So, and then the next one will be on August 19th, and the focus on that will be Twitter. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So for Twitter, what we're going to be talking about is Twitter and Facebook. A lot of people are more familiar with Facebook than they are on Twitter. And to be honest, I wasn't very keen on Twitter. Marty had to get me started on it, and I'm completely addicted to it. I just did not see the point of it, and it seemed very odd to me. So what we want to do, and my goal for that one, is to show people kind of the light and show you why you would want to use it and why it's useful for you. Because I was pretty closed-minded about it until I got on there, and actually it takes about a week before you're used to the culture and kind of figure out how communications happen on there. But we'll talk about why it's a different strategy than Facebook. So you don't want to be doing the same things on Facebook that you're doing on Twitter. For TravelQuest Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TQAgents, I post different things on there, and I approach it very differently than I do when I'm working on our Twitter page. And our Twitter handle is @travel_quest. So they're very different, and we'll talk about how you want to approach them and what you want to use Twitter for. What we'll also be doing there that's really neat, because one of the biggest challenges when you join Twitter, it's kind of coming up with a community, because if numbers are really important, even if they don't necessarily carry a lot of weight. When you look at someone's page and you see they only have 7 people following them, it's kind of like, not very interesting. You know, but if they have 30 people, 100 people, 500 people, it starts to look a little bit more interesting. So what we're going to do for those people sitting out is we're going to give you a boost right away, where we're going to have a community of agents that were on this Twitter phone call. And you know, we have quite a few agents signed up, so that we can all work together and follow each other, so that we have a group of followers and we have an intact community that can already start communicating with each other, so that we're very active right from the beginning. We'll talk about clout scores, which I don't want to go into too much here, but it's kind of a rating system. It's the, I believe a lot of people call it the credit, kind of the credit check of the online world. We'll also talk about different ways. Twitter's a little bit hard to manage if you're just going on Twitter.com. So we'll talk about some Twitter clients. I know you guys had referred to that during your social media podcast a couple weeks ago. And we'll talk about some different Twitter applications that will help you keep track of your followers and fine-tune followers and lots of other stuff. There's hundreds, thousands of those out there, and we're going to narrow them down so that you're going to be able to look at a few and see if they work for you.
Twitter is almost, it's almost like learning a programming language. There's so many different codes with the @ sign and the #, and it's so intimidating to get in there, but it likes stuff that it really is addicting once you get started. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I don't want to scare people away when we say that, because what was challenging on our end is we didn't have a webinar for someone to show us how to do it, so we were sitting there watching all of these things go by and thinking to ourselves, what is going on? And yeah. We had to Google all of the stuff to figure out what was happening. And then you find key people, and we've been watching them for months and months, and we've been going to different conventions. We just saw a speaker the other night. So we've really been embracing it, but it's hard to get in there without any connections and not knowing what you're doing. So we wanted to share what we've learned with Twitter so that everybody else wouldn't have to go through the painstaking process of figuring out what is meant by a hashtag again and how people are communicating on there.
And then actually going straight on from that, a much easier to use application would be Facebook. I mean, almost everyone has a Facebook profile, so everyone's really familiar with what Facebook is. So on August 25th is the Facebook Marketing 101, and we're going to talk about Facebook fan pages. So that's creating a business page where your friends of friends can come on and find you on Facebook, become a fan of your business, of your travel agency. And then it creates this whole organization of, this community of people on Facebook, which they can discuss with each other about your organization. You can use it as a marketing tool to tell them what's new in the industry. It's all about creating engagement and awareness for your agency and for who you are. And it's a great chance to showcase your expertise. You can do tons of different things on Facebook. We have about 900 fans on our TravelQuest page right now. So I always recommend that, you know, if anyone has any questions on the travel industry in general, you know, head to Facebook, go onto our page, and there's a wall on there. You can post questions, and, you know, immediately you're reaching 900 qualified people to answer your questions. So it really creates this great opportunity of community. Like I said, it is much easier to use than Twitter, really easy to set up, and we're kind of show you some tricks of how you can start getting some fans on there and what types of things you should be posting, making sure that you're sticking with your social media strategy. And eventually we will go into some more advanced things. We mentioned the opportunity for tabs, customizing tabs. A tab on the Facebook fan page is essentially it's a whole separate website which is built into the fan page. So it gives you the opportunity to put absolutely anything you can think of there. It could be videos, it could be pictures, it could be an interactive website that you normally would find on the web anywhere, but this is actually built into your Facebook page. So tons of ways that different companies are using this. Southwest Airlines, sticking with the travel industry, has an excellent Facebook page. They're very interactive with their fans on there. Every time they post something, they get hundreds and hundreds of comments. And just look at their welcome tab and you'll see it's pretty amazing what they've done.
Yeah, and Marty has a great story of one of his old coworkers that went on Facebook, and he was new to the travel industry, and he started up a fan page, and he called it I Am a Travel Agent or something similar to that, and sent it out to his friends and family and said, hey, pass this around, everybody. Got quite a few fans, and you know that's how he built his business. And he didn't have trouble building his business at all. And not saying it's going to be that way for everyone, but I think it's a great example of showing how effective it can be and how great of a marketing tool it can be. And for those of you guys that are on Facebook, and if you're not following or a fan of TravelQuest, definitely become a fan. We post a lot of information on there that's useful about travel industry news. We do a lot of social media. We do a lot of fun contests for our agents at some of our supplier sponsors. And again, our Facebook page is facebook.com/ T as in Tom, Q as in Queen, agents. And you know, if you want us, we love following our fans' pages as well. So if you're just starting one up, go ahead and send us a note and let us know. My email is stephanie@tqagents.com, and I'm happy to follow you. I love seeing what agents are doing with their pages. And one thing we will go over on our Facebook webinar as well is showing some agents that have really done a good job with their Facebook pages and with their Twitter feeds. So, some people that you can follow and maybe get some ideas from. I don't recommend following people exactly. I like to say that you like to put your personality in there as well. You can take bits and pieces from everybody and kind of create your own personality. One thing, too, that's neat about social media that I want to mention for everybody is a mistake that I see a lot of new people in the industry making is they think, oh, it's a marketing tool. I'm going to go on there and post on everyone's page, or I'll see people on Twitter that are travel agents that they search for the word Mexico, say, or vacation. And whenever someone posts, I want a vacation to Mexico, they'll write back immediately and say, hi, my name's John. How can I help you? And what I like to say to that is social media is looked upon kind of as a cocktail party. So if you're the person that barges into the door and says to everybody, hey, what's going on? How's everything going? You know, people kind of stop. The conversation stops, and they look at you kind of perplexed. So what you want to do with social media is ease into it. You're going to listen to conversations and build real relationships. That's what it's about. It's about building relationships and building trust with your clients so that when the time comes that they're ready to build book that trip, they'll have seen your name over and over again. They'll see you're in a non-threatening way where you're not a pushy salesperson, and they'll be ready to contact you.
Absolutely, and that's a wonderful tip, because people who are starting new into something tend to get really excited about it. And we do have to remember that it is social media, and that's the social part comes in there, not the overwhelming media.
True.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much. And we'll make sure that Barry has this information in the notes. So why don't you go over the topics one more time, how people can subscribe, and how they can contact you. This has been wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much, you guys. All right. So the first one we have is our search engine optimization for your agency. And that one is on Wednesday, August 12th from 1 to 2 Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, Wednesday, August 11th. My birthday is August 12th, so I'm a little excited. Wednesday, August 11th from 1 to 2 Central Standard Time, and that's search engine optimization. And then the next one up is Twitter, using and understanding it, and that's Wednesday, August 19th from 1 to 2 Central Standard Time. And the last one in this series is going to be Facebook Marketing 101, and that's August 25th. Again, that's a Wednesday, and it's 1 to 2 p.m. If you're looking to sign up for those, you can go to TQ Agents, that's T as in Tom, Q as in Queen, Agents, with an S.com. And on the bottom, there's a whole bunch of little boxes, and you'll click on one that says free informational webinars. Click on there, and you'll be taken to the site where you're able to RSVP for these. And okay. My contact information is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, at TQAgentsWithAnS.com.
And then any specific technical or social media SEO questions, you can direct those to me. I can be reached at support@TQAgents.com.
Great.
Great. Thank you. You two have been wonderful. Barry, we may have to have them back on again if this series is pretty hot and they decide to branch out and do another series.
Sure. Absolutely. Love to.
Love to.
Yeah.
So, Barry, what is a great way for people to email you and be in touch with you?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Cantz. And Laureen?
I can be reached via email at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. My Facebook and Twitter name is Laureen R, and that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And last but not least, my YouTube videos can be found on Laureen Romero. So original. Anyway, thank you again, and Stephanie and Martin for being on the show. And Barry, we'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much,
Dad. Very much.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie, Martin, and Laureen. Thank you very much for an interesting co-hosted segment, and I hope our listeners take advantage of the free training. I think it's going to be great. Now, I do have three news items here today in the show, and the first news item comes from the iNewsWire.com, and it's about newly published information from eDigital Research, who is a leading provider of digital market research for businesses. And what their research has shown is that 43 out of 47 websites have satisfactory poor or very poor customer service scores. So proponents of customer self-service state that online booking offers a certain level of immediacy and convenience, but people tend to rely on customer service contact to give them confidence in their purchases. So what this means for you is that people still value that customer service, and they're not all that excited about online websites and what they receive from the online website. So interesting article, interesting news release, I should say. So take a stop over at the show notes or on the website and click on the link and it'll take you to this article and you can read the whole thing. Well, the next article is a news release again from ITA Software. Once again, ITA Software is in the news here on the show. And ITA Software is a leading provider of innovative solutions for the travel industry. And what they've done, they've announced an iPhone app for your iPhone or your iPad, iPod Touch, whatever you're using. And what it does, it offers you the same ability to search for airfares and do comparison shopping from many of the airlines out there. And I don't know if you have not yet used ITA Software's search engine, but you can do that over at itasoftware.com and check out that search engine. It's a great way to find airline schedules and airfares. But anyhow, you can now get that on your iPhone or your iPod. And also, you know, they're planning on applications for the BlackBerry and Android later on this year. So if you have an Android or BlackBerry, you're not out of luck on this one. It will be coming to you later this year. Anyhow, read more about the app. Click on the link in the show notes or go over to the website at hometravelagent.net and click on the story there and you can get the whole thing. Okay, now this is an interesting article and it comes from tnews.com. And tnews is a site that talks about travel tech. And, you know, as we're talking about Facebook, Facebook's opening up a whole new world to the travel industry through an app that's invite only right now. It's private, being privately tested, but it's called Facebook Questions. And when The app is out there and available. You can make it as a tab at the top of your Facebook page, but you can post a question like, what's the best hotel in Chicago? People can look at that question. The 500 million people that are users of Facebook have the potential of looking at that question and providing you with answers. Now, what that does for the travel agent is that if you keep up on those questions and provide some answers, you're going to be out there and get your name out there and potentially sell travel through this device. So, you know, keep your eye open for Facebook questions. It should be coming out pretty soon. Now, another nice thing about Facebook questions, too, is you can add a poll. So if you're maybe visiting England, you can add a poll asking what area in England is best to visit and what people think. Interesting stuff. Anyhow, take a look at it over at the show notes or at the website, hometravelagent.net. There will be a link there. Okay, I'm going to wrap the show up, everybody. Travel safe, stay healthy. See you next week.
Got no shoes on. Shame.